defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff in town. Report today, Monday, November 28th, 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Did you guys travel during the Thanksgiving weekend? If you did, hopefully you didn't book a room in New York City on Airbnb, because you could be facing a $7,500 fine, courtesy of Governor Andrew Cuomo. This happened to a talent agent and her producer husband from L.A. They booked a room in the Chelsea section of Manhattan, a pretty swanky area, that cost them about $2,000 for 10 days. That's not enough. Not enough, just by the way. So I guess the moral of the story here is if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, because now they may have to pay this fine. Yeah, no short-term rentals in New York City. All right. Let's get to today's headlines. First, get out your Chinese abacus and checkbooks. Jill Stein is demanding a recount in three battleground states that turned red on November 8th. And as if on cue, Crooked Hillary thinks, well, it's a swell idea. We'll talk about how this whole thing got started and what the likely outcome is. Also, rumors of infighting inside the Trump transition team are swirling on social media and permeating mainstream media. It's being billed as Team Romney versus Team Rudy, but if these rumors are true, could it open up a hole down the middle for someone else to claim the coveted Secretary of State position, and was that the plan all along? Plus, Twitter is kicking off perceived alt-right accounts, Facebook is now going to filter out what it deems to be fake news, and mainstream media still hasn't learned its lesson. Is there another platform waiting in the wings that could become the permanent online home of the right? All that plus Black Lives Matter praises Fidel Castro and pledges to continue his legacy. Barack Hussein Obama awards the highest civilian honor to 21 celebrities we wished would have left for Canada already. And Iran is already threatening our incoming administration. We have a lot to get to on this Monday after a long weekend, but first let's kick the week off the same way we always do. With a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, guys, you got to check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. You guys know that? And we have something to say about that in the next segment. You want to hear that? We have new articles there. We have a newsletter sign up there. You can check out the Rhino Rants there. All sorts of goodies there. All updated. All updated after the long weekend. And as always, you can find me on Twitter at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air, at Rhino on air, and on Facebook, facebook.com/The Rhino Report. And as always, you can email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. I got a bunch of your emails over the weekend. I will be replying, but in the meantime, we'll be right back.
Beach Hotel, Mommy's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Big shout outs to everyone listening right now on Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty Feed, streamingtalkradio.com, and at night, klrnradio.com. That's midnight Eastern, the replay there. And you can check out last week's episodes and this week's upcoming episodes on your favorite podcasting site, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. I haven't spoken all weekend, so this could get interesting. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving weekend. I tried to seriously unplug and just kind of relax and get all tryptophaned out and not worry about politics too much. In fact, we had a little technical issue on Wednesday. That was not a planned day off from the show, but it wound up being one. And I apologize for that, but it's all sorted out. It was on my end. That wasn't my way of trying to get a five-day weekend. I can assure you of that. But hope you guys had a great weekend, a great Black Friday. All right, you guys are out there wrestling at Walmart and Target and the local mall trying to get the best deals, which, you know, sometimes aren't even the best deals anymore. A lot of times Black Friday sort of kicks off the discount shopping season, if you will, and you can get a better deal sometimes the week before Christmas where, you know, years ago that wasn't the case. The prices went way back up again, but now it seems to be that the initial deal is on Black Friday. And, you know, I was looking around Twitter a little bit on Friday, and I see a lot of misinformation out there. And I didn't think I was going to have to address this, but it seems, I guess, just so stupid that I have to. Black Friday. The term Black Friday has nothing to do with slave trading. I saw these memes or memes, whatever you call them, everywhere. Everywhere. Totally inaccurate. Totally. See, very, very simply put, when you have a business that operates with a profit, that business is considered to be in the black. When they operate at a deficit, it's said to be in the red. Now, most businesses operate in a deficit most months out of the year, from the first quarter through the end of the third quarter. Black Friday is the day where they climb out of the hole. They operate in the red all year. They do a ton of sales the day after Thanksgiving. Tons of people come in. They spend money. And boop, all of a sudden, we're in the black. That's why it's called Black Friday. I did not think I was going to have to go over that. But the left, you know, the left is really good at making stuff up. You know, they think we have fake news. In fact, one person on Craigslist thinks that the Rhino Report is fake news. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But they're really, really good at it. It's some jerk in their basement thinks, oh, well, this must be the way it is. Somebody with zero history when it comes to the political arena, zero education in that regard, and they're going to spout off. And they're going to say, well, this is what I think, so it must be true. And then this person could start their own website and all of a sudden put this stuff out there, and people use it as a link in and out to source. And, you know, they're using like a bibliography of just bogus stories to back up their claims. I didn't think we were going to have to go over that. It seems silly. You know, we have three people currently that write for the Rhino Report. And if you were to ask either Tina, Ruby, or Robert, if we here at the RWB Network, if we curate what they say, if we tell them what to write, if we edit what they write, they'll tell you no, we don't do that. I say to them, write whatever is in your heart. Just try really hard to make it so it's not, you know, it's not expletives and things like that. No sort of bad language. We don't want that because that doesn't make for good news. Right away, if you see a story that has a ton of curse words in it, you can just about throw it in the garbage. So I tell them, try to stay away from that. And once in a while, somebody will pop a word in there and I'll have to take it out. But I understand where they're coming from. They're emotional when they're writing it. So I get why it's there. We just replace it with something else, something a little nicer. Now, Robert is a tremendous writer. He writes some of the best articles you're going to find on the internet. And they are at rhinoreport.com. Now, what he does as a good writer promoting himself is he posts his articles, a link to the article, on various websites and different social media platforms. That's what most people who want to become writers or authors do. That's how they get noticed. That's the beauty of online and social media now. Well, he posted one on Craigslist. And Craigslist is probably the worst place to post anything. There's nothing good happening on Craigslist. In fact, you can't even really post for jobs anymore on Craigslist. Now it costs like $25 to put a job posting out there. It's terrible. So he posts this article on Craigslist, his Melting Snowflakes article. Great article. Gotta go read it. And it created something of a stir. I guess the snowflake who read it didn't like it. And worse than that, they didn't like the source. The source being rhinoreport.com, where he linked the article to. So he replies, or she, I guess, we're not sure what it is, replies to the article, and Robert sent me this, and we had a good laugh over it, and it says, rhinoreport.com, 10 question marks, what is that? Has any human being ever heard of it before? So right now, we're questioning the source, and it goes on. And they say, I did look it up, and typically, it was some totally unknown, very right-wing Republican or fascist or perhaps Nazi web quote-unquote news site. Well, I guess we just made it, right? I guess we made it. We're being called fascists and Nazis. If you think that this show and this website is super uber right, you do not know how to read. Very plain and simple. But see, that's the argument. That's the argument. People like me, people like Robert, Tina, Ruby, and all you guys listening, that's the argument, is we're Nazis. We're fascist. It's been that argument for years, and then you throw on top the fact that we're homophobic, and we're xenophobic, and we're sexist, and all these isms and obics. That's what we are. But now I know, thanks to this response, I have been trying to wrestle with the idea in my head of what alt-right is. Because mainstream media has their definition, some other people online have their definition, but it becomes a personal thing. What do you think alt-right is? And I figured it out. Alt-right is we just don't care what you think. We don't care what you call us. We just don't. We're tired of it. We don't care. And that's what alt-right is. In my personal opinion. And you know what? If you want to call me alt-right, go ahead. I don't care. Call me anything you want. Has anyone ever heard of it before? I love this. I'm going to frame this. Because this means we made it. And it goes on. It says, can you jerks ever find any quote-unquote sources that even 0.1% of the country has heard of? 0.1. Sort of like the amount of votes Jill Stein got. Well, I'd be happy with that. I wouldn't even ask for a recount. I'd be totally happy with that. So thank you to Robert for sharing that with me. Love it. Absolutely love it, which is going to lead us into our next segment, which I had no plans on doing when I was prepping for this show. And we're going to talk about a new online platform that is for people like us. Since Twitter doesn't want us, Facebook doesn't want us, nobody wants us, Reddit doesn't want us. I'm not even sure what Reddit is, but I know they don't want me. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. We have a lot to get to today, guys. Hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report, more than 0.1% of the population. We'll be right back.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember, Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley, at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Hey, by the way, in case you didn't know, today is Cyber Monday. In case you were unaware, there's no way you could possibly be unaware. Now, typically when I get up in the morning, I'll have somewhere between the show and my business and just random junk mail, I'll have somewhere around, 150 emails waiting for me, needing my attention. This morning, it was like 700 emails. 700 emails. Buy this, buy that, this is on sale, go to this website, go to that website, the sales won't last. It's crazy, it's absolutely nuts. You know what? I guess this Cyber Monday stuff started to take off, not just when the internet and social media became very, very mainstream. It happened during the recession, 2007, 2008, 2009, that's when it really took hold. And these retailers started seeing big hits. They weren't making up their losses on Black Friday, so we have to come out with Cyber Monday. And then we have Small Business Saturday, and I don't even know what Sunday is. Every day's got a different... I guess today's National Waffle Day. Is every day a thing? Is it something? Getting ridiculous. But it's Cyber Monday, and you can just keep deleting those emails. I mean, who has time to parse through 700 emails? I mean, before I even had my coffee in the morning. Nuts. Absolutely nuts. Well, let's get back to our Republican or fascist or perhaps Nazi news show here, according to this Craigslist posting. Love it. Love it. I'm going to take a picture and put it on Twitter. You got to see it. Got to see it. So over the weekend, I got an invitation. I believe it was on Sunday. I had sort of made this effort to not be involved in social media all weekend. And I got an invite to join Gab. Now, Gab is, they don't want to say like the other Twitter. And I get why you don't want to do that, because you want to brand yourself. You don't want to compare yourself. But Twitter's the norm. It's the known. So we compare it to that. It's very similar in a timeline structure. You can repost things. You can upvote or downvote things. It's kind of like liking or unliking, sort of. And right now, Gab is in its beta version, which means you can only join by invite. And what you can do is you go to gab.ai, and you can sign up to be on the email there, and they may invite you. They may invite you to join, and it's very, very quick. You pick a screen name or a username. It's an @, just like Twitter. Password, and whoop, there you go. Profile pictures and, you know, banner pictures, and you can start posting and following people, and people can follow you. It's interesting that the concept of Gab is to speak freely, and they're very concerned with the user, the end user's right to a First Amendment. So you won't be considered alt-right. You won't be considered alt-left, fascist, Nazi, whatever, and be purged the way Twitter is now purging things. Now, there are some people on Twitter that they have gotten rid of, and you know what? Good riddance to some of them. There is no room in this country, or even on this show for that matter, for any sort of hate. We don't want to hate, whether it be, you know, a white supremacist or Black Panthers. We don't do hate here. We do solutions here. And we address problems here. So some people Twitter kicked off, yes. Were they expressing their First Amendment? Sure. But hate is never good either. Well, the premise of Gab is that you can say sort of whatever you want. And I guess there are restrictions on that if you read the terms and services about what you can and can't say. You can't threaten people, I'm sure, things like that. But I would check it out because I do think people are looking for another place to go, another place where they can voice their opinion without having to worry about getting slammed. Because you know what? I don't mind defending my political positions. I have no problem with it. In fact, I encourage it sometimes. Yesterday morning, I was stirring the pot pretty heavy on Twitter. But it shouldn't happen every single time you say something that somebody is going to come at you and they're going to call you all sorts of different names. And we need a place where you can just speak freely. And that appears to be what Gab is. Now, like I said, it's in the beta version. First is alpha. When you produce software, you have an alpha version. And the people who built the software, and then their close confidants, they get access to it. Beta is then opened up to more people by invite, and they look for your feedback about how you like it, what can they do to improve it. I do have to tell you, if you do sign up and you do get an invite for it, it is a little bit on the crude side if you look at it from the eyeglasses of a Twitter or a Facebook. They've had millions of different upgrades and, you know, version switches over the years. Gab is still very young, but it's going to make changes quickly, I'm sure. It's getting very, very popular. So go do that. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what happened at Ohio State this morning. A lot of confusion there, a lot of scared people and scared parents. We've got to talk about that. And we'll talk about what Black Lives Matter, what they think about Fidel Castro, supposedly their hero. Hang in there, guys.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
The best show in the world is Two Scorpions and a Brandy Glass. I'm Barry Farber. It is nice when you call and say, oh, Mr. Farber, I agree with you, but that really gets us nowhere. I want your enmity, hostility. I want your questions. Give me a call right here on The Barry Farber Show. Weekdays, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. See, what I did there was I did a good job of plugging Gab, right? So you guys can go and sign up there. What I did was I did a bad job of telling you how to find me on Gab. It's the same handle as Twitter, at Rhino on Air. So if you're on Gab, you can follow me there, too. I've been on Gab for, I don't know what, I guess less than 24 hours now, and we have like 70 followers, so... And, you know, people are really nice. You sign up, and all of a sudden, hey, welcome, you know, all this. So much, much nicer than Twitter. I know the problem there with Twitter is people sign up, and all of a sudden, they got no followers. They go, how do we do this? How do we get followers? No, a little bit easier, I guess, on Gab right now. So, all right. A lot of confusion today at Ohio State University. They had that football game, if you remember, on Saturday against the Michigan Wolverines, and Ohio State won that game, and they were all happy and whatnot. And then today they have, I guess, reports of an active shooter. The Buckeye Alert System on Twitter, it's an active shooter on campus. Run, hide, fight, Watts Hall, 19th and College, which I guess is referring to the location. They tweeted this out a couple of different times, telling students to shelter in place in the active shooter situation, and the idea of run, hide, fight. I love that idea. That's one of the best ways to handle this. You run away from it, you hide, and if they find you, you fight them, right? It seems pretty logical to me. But anyway, so it turns out that there may not have been a shooter at all. It turns out that It may have been somebody driving a car. They went up onto the sidewalk. They aimed at people, supposedly intentionally, to hit people on the sidewalk with their car. And then they got out with a knife, a butcher knife, some people are saying, which I'm not sure what you qualify as a butcher knife, but I imagine a large knife, and tried to run, stab, and attack people with this knife. So far, I heard two reports, one 9 injured, one was 10 injured. So I'm not sure which the real number is there. Maybe 11, maybe 8. Who knows? The good news is, not a shooter. That's the good news. Also, the good news is, this assailant, no longer alive. Also good news. You know why? Because campus police shot them. Yep. Campus police shot them, and they're dead, which is what happens when you try to kill a lot of people. Hopefully, a cop with a gun or a law-abiding citizen with a gun shows up and stops you. That's a great way to stop knife attacks, is with a gun. So, kudos to that officer that showed up and stopped this before it got much, much worse. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about this over the coming day or so. Even after the election, with the transition and everything else going on, the recount, we'll talk about that in a minute. It's the news cycle still... It's churning, really churning, and I thought we'd get a little lull maybe for a couple of months or even a few weeks. I would have taken a few weeks. Didn't really happen. Mainstream media has not learned their lesson here. They're going to keep, poking the bear when it comes to the transition team, and we'll talk about that again in a minute. Yeah, there are a lot of things I want to talk about on Wednesday we didn't get to. Really quickly, I'm not sure if this has any bearing on what's happening today, but I have to talk about it because it's important to me, Las Vegas has its first NHL team, which I think is an abomination. They should never put a team in Las Vegas. It's called the Vegas Golden Knights. Their merchandise is on sale, go figure. It looks a lot like the LA Kings logo, if you ask me. So within 5 years, they'll be moving to Toronto or Quebec, because these teams down south just really don't do very well. Ask the Phoenix Coyotes how that's working out for them. Obama gave out a lot of medals and honors and all this stuff. Last week, 21 people, movie stars, musicians, sports people, yeah, they all got this Medal of Freedom, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. It's the highest civilian honor one can get, so why not bestow it upon the likes of Robert De Niro, Tom Hanks, Robert Redford, Bruce Springsteen, Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Ellen DeGeneres. I mean, just great, great citizens, much better than you or I, much, much better than us. So they get this stupid medal that really should be given to citizens who work through the everyday trials and tribulations to do great things, not people who make $10 million to say 25 lines in a movie. That's not what I consider a great citizen. Just because you've been doing your job, like Vin Scully, of course, the announcer for the Dodgers, he got this medal. And just because you've done your job for 40 years doesn't really mean you deserve a medal from the president. But and then they capped this whole thing off with a mannequin challenge. That's the new thing, right? The mannequin challenge. How many celebrities can we get to stand still for a few minutes? Well, how about this? How about how many celebrities can we get to shut their mouths for a few minutes? How's that sound? That's the rhino challenge. And then we can follow that up with how many can we get on a plane to go to Canada? That's the other part of the rhino challenge. So this stuff is really stupid. But he says, Obama says, this is America. This is not America. They are not representative of America. Not even close. They're representative of like four square blocks in Hollywood. That's what they represent. They don't represent America. What does somebody in the middle of Indiana have in common with Tom Hanks or Lorne Michaels or Ellen DeGeneres? Besides the fact that maybe they share the same plumbing or something. Like, they have nothing in common. These people, it's way, way different. This is not America. Thank God we're almost done with this guy. What is it, like 60 days until President Trump? Robert De Niro says, he wants to punch Trump in the face. This guy gets a Medal of Honor or whatever it's called. And then he recants it and says, well, I was just kind of, hoping and waiting that he'd lead the country in the right direction. He recants on the whole thing, this guy De Niro. Great actor, but he's got an IQ of about 90. He's not very smart. Also, last week I wanted to touch on the Dow Jones, right? 19,000, hit that a few times. Record high closes, 12 days in a row up after Trump got elected. Not bad there. A little pullback today, not too bad, but people are selling. They're selling, make some money, and they sell. It consolidates. That's a healthy economy. They're saying Trump's pledge to loosen regulations and infrastructure and all this stuff. And they had good sales of existing homes. That drove the Dow up. And OPEC is going to be cutting back a little bit, which is going to raise oil prices. You know, like we said before, OPEC is not cutting back because of the Paris Climate Treaty. They don't care about that. They can say they're cutting back because of that. Oh, yeah, we're going to save the snails, save the whales, save the trees, save the bees. You know, they're going to say all of that. But really, it's so that they can cut down the supply and increase demand and thus increase profit and work in the black. That's why they do it. They don't care anything about the carbon footprint. None of that. So, all right, when we come back, I want to talk about Black Lives Matter and what they said in support of Fidel Castro. In support of. And then what's this stuff about a recount and Jill Stein and Crooked Hillary's jumping on board now? We got to talk about that. And was there a deal in place that Hillary may be going back on now? You're going to stay tuned to want to hear that. Hang in there.
All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. You can check out all the old episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio. You can follow me on Twitter and Gab at Rhino on Air, at Rhino on Air, or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. I think I've finally gotten the hang of Facebook, and guess what? I still don't like it. So I guess when we're there, we have to be there until something else to rival Facebook. You know, Facebook and Twitter are going to go the way of MySpace pretty soon. That's what's going to happen. See, MySpace was like all the rage when it first came out. Everyone had MySpace. You got to come to MySpace and, you know, hang out or whatever it was. And then the bands took over. And it was all about the bands, right? All these different small little indie bands or whatever they were. And they put their concert schedule up or their tour schedule or like, you know, I don't know. Whatever you do on MySpace, like them or whatever it is. And, that's what's going to happen with Facebook and Twitter pretty soon, is that they're being taken over by the alt-left, or the progressives, or the liberals. See, I have a tough time using the word liberal when I refer to a lot of these people, because they're not really classical liberals. That's not what they are. I guess progressive is the best word, alt-left. It's kind of like when they refer to us. I mean, some of us aren't staunch conservatives or you know, I don't know. I just have a tough time using the word liberal sometimes because I can respect a liberal. I can. I can respect the difference of opinions on a lot of different social issues and things like that. I can't respect a lot of what's going on with the left now. So I have a tough time using the word liberal. But anyway, they're all being taken over by these people, these big Twitter and Facebook. And what's going to happen is it's going to force people like me and like you to go somewhere else. And they're going to turn into the next MySpace, where it's all just kind of one thing, and it's bands promoting each other to bands, like on MySpace, you know. That's what's going to happen. And now with them kicking people off and curating news and trying to filter out fake news, quote-unquote fake news, that's the way they're going. And these places are seeing a dramatic drop in their revenue. Places like Twitter, they lose millions of dollars a quarter. Millions! Because if you advertise on Twitter, if you promote your tweet, people are seeing no return. There's no ROI, return on investment. They're not getting it. Whereas if you promote yourself on like a radio show, usually it's a 6-to-1 ROI. Kind of a shameless plug for sponsors. That's typically what it is on radio. And Twitter's not even seeing that. You have 300 million people on it, and it's not getting any ROI. So they are destined for failure. Destined. All right, Black Lives Matter, they came out in support of Fidel Castro, who, of course, passed away over the weekend, like any of us, you know, really care about. The left is praising him, and Obama's saying, he's praising him in sorts. This guy was a terror. He was an absolute nightmare. Thousands and thousands of people are missing or dead political, you know, opponents he wanted to get rid of. People fled the country on rafts. They strapped together pallets, whatever they could do to get out of Cuba because he was that bad. And the left and mainstream media, they're all praising him. Absolutely ridiculous. Not surprising that Black Lives Matter says they'll come to the defense of the El Comandante. That's what they say. They have wrote an article here, says they have an overwhelming sense of loss complicated by fear and anxiety. That sounds like almost like a snowflake thing, doesn't it? Fear and anxiety. They said, although no leaders without their flaws, we must push back against the rhetoric of the right and come to the defense of El Comandante. That's what this says in this article. You know, here's the thing. Is Cuba is harboring lots of criminals. You have Michael Finney, Ralph Goodwin, Charles Hill, the people who killed the New Mexico State Trooper, Robert Rosenblum. You also have, of course, Assata Shakur. Remember her? The one who killed the New Jersey State Trooper? They're harboring her. And Donald Trump, president-elect, came out and said if they cannot come to a better deal, which hopefully includes these people being extradited to the U.S. to face charges as they should, then that deal that current President Obama put in place is going to be gone. And he said sort of the same thing with Iran, and Iran's having a problem with it too. See, the big bear, America, has been poked and poked and poked, and we just laid there. We just laid there and did nothing. And everybody walked all over us. They got what they wanted. Iran got their billions of dollars for their mullahs. And they got to determine who's going to inspect their sites. And no U.S. inspectors. And they have a 72-hour window or 48-hour window to, you know, hide reactors or whatever. And then you have Cuba. Again, getting lots of retribution, lots of money. And we get nothing in return. They are harboring criminals. Criminals who killed police officers in this country and then fled, whether they hijacked a plane or whether they escaped from prison. At the very least, they could give them back. But it hasn't happened. But it probably will happen. You saw the people in Little Havana in Miami over the weekend celebrating the death of Fidel Castro. That's how bad it was. When you celebrate death, that's bad. The last time we did that was 2011, Osama bin Laden. That was the last time we celebrated someone's death. Yeah, listen. But it does not surprise me that Black Lives Matter has this affinity for Fidel Castro. It doesn't surprise me in the least. This whole article, as Fidel ascends to the realm of the ancestors, we summon his guidance, strength, and power as we recommit ourselves to the struggle for universal freedom, Fidel, viva. That's what the article says. It's about time somebody classifies Black Lives Matter as a terrorist group, because they are. Absolutely are. Oh, well. We'll move on, because they're not really worth it. All right, we come back. We'll talk about a little bit about this recount and how we think it's going to go, because I think we all know how it's going to go. The mainstream media is going to let you think the exact opposite. So you want to hear what we have to say about that. Plus, who is Donald Trump meeting with today? A list of people looking for all the coveted positions. Hang in there, guys.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise. We're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines. And you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Goes really quickly. Goes quickly. Hello, we have a lot to cover. You know, the thing is we're just not going to get to all of it. I hate to break your little hearts, but we'll have to get to a bunch of it tomorrow and the rest of the week. Some of this stuff is really recurring, and we're going to be talking about this recount thing and Jill Stein and now how Hillary Clinton is involved in it. And what Donald Trump is saying about it, and what Jill Stein's saying about Hillary Clinton. We're going to get to all this all week long, and I don't want to skimp it. I mean, we have 4 more days this week to go over it, so we'll do it tomorrow. But it's not going away, and we're going to be hearing about this for at least the next few days as Wisconsin meets and decides if they're going to, you know, how they're going to recount and who's going to pay for it and the whole thing. Pennsylvania is going to be an almost impossible recount, and we'll talk about that tomorrow as well. You know, getting back to this Black Lives Matter kind of praising Fidel Castro just for a minute here. You know, the issue with that I have with Black Lives Matter, and it really comes out here, is that they don't care about the civil rights. They don't care about the social injustices. At this point, what they care about is putting cop killers on a pedestal. And by praising Fidel Castro, that's what they're doing. and then you lump in Dallas, and you lump in Baton Rouge, and it becomes very evident what their goal is. It becomes very, very evident. I mean, harboring four cop killers, Cuba, and they praise Castro for doing so. So it's sad. It's really, really sad. We also learned before the weekend of Nikki Haley. She's going to be the ambassador to the UN. See, this to me is your hat tip to the establishment. That's what that is to me. I don't like the Mitt Romney stuff. You guys know that. I don't believe Mitt Romney should be Secretary of State. I don't believe he should be even cleaning the floors in the White House. I don't think he should be anywhere near it. I like Rudy for that position for a number of different reasons. But Nikki Haley, see, they keep saying that giving Mitt Romney the position of Secretary of State will unite our party, where Mitt Romney fought hard to break up our party, telling people in Ohio to vote for Kasich and people in Florida to vote for Rubio and people in Indiana to vote for Cruz. Break up the party as best you can so that the people don't get what they want. That was Mitt Romney's battle cry. And it was to call Trump a con man and hit him personally. If somebody hit my small business, I wouldn't forgive that so easily. And he hit Donald Trump personally in his small business and failures. If you go over Mitt Romney's failures, 22% of every company Mitt Romney bought went bankrupt. 22%, as opposed to less than 1% for Donald Trump. I wouldn't want Mitt Romney anywhere near the State Department, nowhere near it. This Nikki Haley, putting her in as the ambassador to the UN, that's the tip of the hat to the establishment. She wasn't loyal either, but she's okay there. That's a fine position for her. Remember, she backed Rubio, and then Rubio bowed out, and then she backed Cruz, and Cruz bowed out, and then she kind of, you know, said a lot of not nice things about Trump in her rebuttal speech to the State of the Union. I mean, at least she didn't, you know, drink glasses of water during it, I guess. But that's where you put the person. That's where you put the, okay, let's unify, you know, or you put him in the Commerce Department, or you put him in the EPA, or Agriculture, or something like that. You don't put him as Secretary of State. Today, let's see, Trump is meeting with, Representative Lou Barletta out of Pennsylvania, Sheriff Clark, Scott Pruitt. You got a lot of people today, John Allison. These people are all vying for things like a Homeland Security Director, Interior, Health and Human Services, VA Affairs, things like that. So he's meeting with lots of people. The fight continues for Secretary of State between Team Rudy and Team Romney. We'll go over that tomorrow and some reaction from various Trump surrogates, like Kellyanne Conway, a pretty important one, Mike Huckabee, Newt Gingrich. We'll go over what they said tomorrow. All right, guys, as always, hope you had a great time, and a big thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please, please, please keep it up, and please, please, please be safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great rest of your day tomorrow, or today, and tomorrow. And we'll see you back tomorrow. But until then, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.